The end of March is often a confusing time of the year for us in Cincinnati, whether we are inside the church children, as we are this morning, or whether we are outdoors. Outdoors in Cincinnati at this time of the year, it seems that we remember earlier this month how bitterly cold it was, and there was the wind and even snow some Sundays, which discouraged some souls from making it to Mass. And now look, spring has barely started, and already we are in the middle of summer, and all of the little spring blossoms have been forced to open up in a hurry because the summer sun won't take no for an answer. But it may be that by the time this work is over, it will go back to being early spring again and cool. The seasons are changing and a little turbulent and undecided. It's confused outside in the weather. Inside the church, it seems that we just barely have put everything into purple, and the shrouding of death, remember, with a resolution only to think of our Lord on the cross and our sorrowful mother. And then already the flowers come back. We had the beautiful Vespers yesterday after the play. And now today a festive Mass, but still the purple is in the background. That reminds us that the church is our mother. And lest ever children we should be too sad, she wouldn't want that. She gives us lots of occasions for rejoicing, of remembering what it is all about and encouraging us tomorrow to go back to being sad for our sins again. But today is a very happy day. But what are we celebrating today, children? Today, it's curious. Here it is, almost Easter, the end of Lent. Next week is Holy Week. And all this time you've been thinking about our Lord carrying the cross and our Lord crucified and sorrow and suffering. And now today we're thinking about Christmas and Advent. We have the same golden Mass as we sang on the Ember Wednesday just before Christmas about our Lord being a little child in the Immaculate Heart of Mary and about how our Lord would be born, great Gabriel says, to save us from our sins. Well, that reminds us, children, that the story is all one. And some days we think of one part of the story and some days another, but our Lord was born at Christmas, so that at Easter he could die and then rise again to save us from our sins. Lest ever we should forget, sometimes the church seems to mix everything up a little bit, so we remember all of these truths to see them almost as one. And when does that happen? At Holy Mass. Everything happens at Holy Mass, children. It's the Annunciation and the birth of our Lord, and it is our Lord's crucifixion and death. And we remember even his glorious resurrection and his ascension into heaven and the sending of the Holy Ghost. Everything happens at our Holy Mass. Not only the feast days inside the church and the weather outside, but just the tenor of the world and of society today is pretty confused. There was a Protestant writer, for a Protestant English writer, really wrote very well, and he's one of my favorites. And he probably thought he said it first, but he didn't. His name was Dickens. He was a bit of a plagiarist, perhaps. He said it was the best of times and the worst of times. That's probably true of any age. I read this morning that a holy Cistercian monk, Blessed Garrick of Igny, he was a disciple of St. Bernard of Clairvaux, one of the saints who shrouded in the sanctuary this morning. He said almost the same things. He said, "Oh, the happiness of these times! Oh, the unhappiness of these times! Shall we not speak of the happiness of these times in which there is such a fullness of grace and of good things?" We know that's true. "Shall we not speak of the unhappiness of the times, which are marked by such ungratefulness on the part of the redeemed?" And we know that's true as well. "For behold, the fullness of time has come, in which God sends his Son to become the Son of Man and men's Savior. And behold the ingratitude of the times, that sinful man should be weary of his Savior. Salvation is announced to the lost, and they scorn it. Life is promised to those who are in despair, and they neglect it. God comes to men, and they do not rise to greet him. And imagine, this holy abbot, children, preached those words in the 13th, the best and the most glorious of centuries. Were he to come up now to the 21st century, imagine what he would have to say about our day and our times. That is why it is very important for us, inside the church or outside, regardless of what the weather or the feast day might be, regardless of how good sometimes this world might seem to us or how wicked and bad, it is very important for us to be like the Blessed Mother, always to have our heart, just as her immaculate heart is described by King David in that psalm from the Old Testament, always uttering, always saying a good word, always speaking of her works. We couldn't really talk about our works because they're not much, but we could talk about our Blessed Mother's works to the King and give great glory to him who today begins his life as a man, so that one day, if we're faithful, you and I can begin a life as a child of God in heaven that will have no end. It's kind of a confusing time, children, inside the church, outside the church, and just in the world in which we live. But if we stay with our Blessed Mother and we try to speak her word, why then, how pleasing it would be. Oh, what is the word of the Blessed Mother? Her word is this: behold the little serving girl, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Children, when we say those words, we have everything that we need to make sense out of anything that could confuse us. In other words, I'm just here to do God's will. And if I do God's will with our Blessed Mother, and as she did, or at least I try very hard, that's all that matters in the end. The Blessed Mother, you know, told, I think it was St. Mechtild, or maybe St. Gertrude, she told one of her saints that if we remind her of those beautiful words and how she said them at the Annunciation, she would always come to us and help us out and take care of us. So let's remind the Blessed Mother of those beautiful words that she said, especially when we remember to pray our Angelus every day. Those are the most important words for us to say. Well, I'm just here to do God's will. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.